changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
So let me ask you a question. Have you been thinking about this idea about happiness? I hope you have. We want to focus on happiness. That is a myth. The idea that if you focus on happiness, happiness just moves further away. That's not true at all. The truth is, as you focus on happiness, it moves closer and closer to you. And that's why I want to make sure that we are focusing on happiness over the next few weeks. Happy birthday weekend. Thank you, Natasha. Very sweet of you to say. I won't be here Monday or Tuesday of next week. We will be back next Wednesday because Monday I'll still be in Key West. Tuesday I've got a day in the studio recording speeches. And Wednesday I'll be back. Happy Friday, says Dominic and Juanita. Happy Friday. 6 degrees. Feels like -7. I'm happy I don't have to work outside today. I heard that. I'm happy that even though I had to put on a hoodie this morning, I can still wear shorts. Ashley Day says, I'm happy about moving to Sarasota this weekend, a fresh start and a new and nicer neighborhood and home. Congratulations, Ashley. That is always such an exciting experience to move. I was born in Manning, South Carolina, actually, and then I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, Seattle, Washington, back to South Carolina, to North Carolina several times. And then anyway, now 20 years in Kansas City, now here I am in Key Largo. And so, yeah, I love that idea of moving in and meeting new people, finding the grocery store, the chiropractor, etc. Heather Ellis says, good morning. Happy my morning. Detour means that they will finally finish the construction on my way to work. That's got to be a good feeling. I love where I live. And one of the things that they're constantly doing is improving it. And so there's always some construction going on. In fact, I've got a guy coming in today to do some work here. All righty. Well, we've had our little chit chat. Let's get down to the meat of the matter, as my mom used to say. We're going to talk today about the when of happiness, the when of happiness. And this could be a very short jump start. Dennis Waitley, who is one of my favorite motivational speakers and authors, whose audio cassettes I used to drive around listening to all the time. He was in the movie The Secret, by the way, Dennis Waitley was. He used to do this poem that he calls Someday I'll. There is an island fantasy called Someday Isle You'll Never See. Your kids are grown, your mortgage is paid, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's this Gertrude Stein concept of there is no there there. We're always going to have unfinished things in our lives. But our ego tells us that until everything is finished, you can't be happy. It's amazing for me, I know, because I'll often have really big projects. Like I'm getting ready to do this day-long, this three-hour seminar in the Czech Republic and do it live with a translator. And as I work on all these things, and then I'm like, oh, this got this huge, big rock ahead of me. And when I get it done, then I immediately go, where's another rock? Where's another rock? Instead of sitting around going, ah, oh, wow, reveling in the feeling. I get caught, I don't know about you, but I get caught in this accomplishment mode. Even on the weekends, I look around for things to fix or things to build. Nothing really wrong with that as long as it's a healthy expression and it's not keeping you from happiness. But for a lot of people, it is keeping them from happiness. I want to talk with you about how society is pushing away happiness from you. If you struggle to be really happy, and first of all, this is something I should have made very clear very early on. And that is, hey, Greg, good to see you. You're in Colorado today. When it comes to happiness, you already are happy. This is a concept that I really strongly believe in, and that there is no such thing as unhappiness. There's sadness, there's depression, don't get me wrong, But like I'm saying, even in that, there is a little bit, there's a little tiny bit of happiness within your soul. It never goes away. Now, the idea is to move up what I call the happy stat. Ask yourself, am I level 5 or a level 6? If you set an intention to move your happiness up, you'll move it away. You'll move it up over time. Now, let me explain to you that society doesn't want you happy. Society promises happiness, but society does not deliver happiness. Because our job in an economy such as ours is to produce and consume. That's it. The government wants you healthy and happy so that you can produce and consume. That's it. Produce and consume. That's what we are here for. So society wants us to produce and consume. How does society get us to produce or consume? Well, back in 1927, something was invented that has truly changed our lives. It didn't become popular until the 1950s or 1960s, but in 1927, television was born. Now, prior to that, ads were almost, they were not interruptive ads. Newspapers had interruptive ads. In other words, as you're reading a story, there will be an ad there next to it. But literally to interrupt you, to put something in front of you, that is what television did for the first time. For 9 seconds, it showed a map of the United States with a bull of a watch in the middle, and it said, America runs on bull of a watch time. It interrupted a ball game that people were watching for 9 seconds, and for the first time, it got people, instead of thinking about what they needed, ads in the past were about what you need, it planted a want. And that's what Facebook, everybody else does. They plant wants in our minds. They sow this covetous desire. This, if I've got, you know, this car, I need this car plus. I remember one time I was at a conference and I met a guy who had set a goal for years to get a particular type of Mercedes. And then he found out, this was years ago, that the new Mercedes that was coming out had heated backup mirrors, so you didn't get any frost on your mirrors. All of a sudden, he didn't like this car anymore that he had. That is exactly what society does. It is to keep us wanting more so that we produce and consume, and yet happiness comes in feeling like you have enough. Wow. Wow. That's a big awareness. You realize I'm going around this concept about money doesn't buy happiness. And that's exactly what I'm saying here, is that money does not buy happiness. Money does not buy happiness, but we are always taught to believe that it does. When you ask someone to describe a successful person, you say, close your eyes and describe a successful person. That person usually has money, they have love, they often have hair in ads, etc., etc., etc. Here's the point. Society is always pushing the goalpost back on happiness. Because if you've got what you want, you're not going to produce and you're not going to consume. And so I want you to look at your ads that come to you today and realize that they are designed to create discord inside of you so that you don't feel happy where you are with what you have. Wayne Dyer, the great American philosopher, man who's probably meant more to my life than any other writer, he concluded one of his audio cassette programs with the following quote. He said, remember, there's no way to happiness. Happiness is the way. Now, I know as I tell you all of this, it can sound flippant, and it does, because your ego is driving this concept of happiness away as much as society. Your ego doesn't want you happy. If you're happy, your ego cannot control you. What's your ego? Your dark self, your frightened self, your worried self. If you're happy, I'm deliberately interrupting myself here. I was rewatching again the movie Joker the other night, one of the greatest movies, I think, of all time. for a number of reasons. And in the movie, Joaquin Phoenix is dressed up as a clown because he's a birthday clown or a circus, clown for hire. That's what he does for a living in the movie. And he's dancing to the song, If You're Happy and You Know It. And what struck me was, for the first time, because when my daughter was a little girl, we used to sing this all the time. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet, etc. Whatever. Here's the thing. If you're happy and you don't know it, that's hell. That's a miserable life. That's that quote I shared with you yesterday from Colette. I had a wonderful life. It's a pity I didn't realize it at the time. My greatest fear, I think I have to say, my greatest existential fear is to be dying as a very old man, 100, dying and knowing that I'm dying, knowing that I'm dying. And to look back on my life and to realize all the happy experiences that I had that I did not enjoy in the moment. If you're happy and you know it. So today's topic is the when of happiness. And the answer is now. The answer is now. Studies have found that people who believe that when I make $60,000 a year, if they make 30, I'm going to be happy. As soon as they hit 60, what do you think happens? Do they become happy? Absolutely not. 60 becomes 90. 90 becomes 150. 150 becomes 650. Happiness is a muscle. It is looking around and appreciating what you have. We're going to get into this more in a few days, but happiness is a terrible word. Happy is a terrible word. It's too squishy. It's too subjective. What we need is something that is truly subjective. Subjective contentment. Let me say that again. Subjective contentment. That's how psychiatrists and psychologists and sociologists and behavioral experts talk about happiness. Subjective. In other words, how happy do I believe I am? I can come up and give you an injection that will make you euphoric. But if you don't believe you're euphoric, if you think, my life still sucks, your life will still suck. It's truly subjective. So one of the things I'm trying to break into your mind as we're reshaping your paradigm of happiness over the next few weeks is to understand not only is it's a choice you choose. And the more you choose it, the more you develop it. The less often you choose it, the less often it will experience for you in your life. It's something you need to choose. So the uncomfortable truth about money and happiness, more money. They've done studies about this. When they ask people about their subjective contentment, right? Once people hit $50,000 and above, more money does not make you any happier. It does make you happier up to $50,000. Now, why $50,000? Much below $50,000, and people are kind of in, believe it or not, more of a survival mode. And what they've discovered is that the more people are in survival mode, the harder it is for them to make choices, make decisions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's like it starves their brains of oxygen. So if you want to be happy, the answer is now. Not for me, I've got a dozen things on my to-do list today, and I've got meetings, and I need to pack to go to Key West tomorrow for my birthday and all these things. And my ego is telling me that once I get all those things done, then I can sit back, sigh, and be happy. Well, boo on that. I want to be happy while I'm doing it. So make a decision. The answer of when to be happy is now. All right, everybody, I'm looking forward to your comments before we say goodbye. Natasha says, happy birthday weekend. Thank you so much. I think I'm going backwards here a little bit. I'm happy about moving to Sarasota. We talked about that with Ashley. Everybody take a moment, give us a little parting shot for the day. Remember, I won't be here Monday or Tuesday, but join me again Wednesday. And let's see, Paula Drake says, big difference between needs and wants. Absolutely. Happiness isn't when, happiness is now, says Ed Wilmot. Exactly. Paula Drake says, I love contentment. Yeah, I like that too, because happiness is, and I talk a lot about this in my book, and if you don't have a copy, you need to pick up a copy of my book, Happy This Year. Go to happythisyear.com, happythisyear.com. It's a number one international best-selling book. It is also used by a number of organizations to teach the concept of happiness. So I'm quite honored by that. Pick up a copy, happythisyear.com. Have a fabulous birthday. That's a nice wish. Thank you so much, says Heather Ellis. I appreciate it. Happy Friday and have a great happy birthday. I'm looking forward to it. We're going down to Key West. We're going to walk around. I want to go to the Truman Key West White House. I'll always go to Hemingway's home. We're going to go to the Fisher Museum. And we're also going to go out to the Dry Tortugas, to the fort there, and we're going to go snorkeling. All right. Oh, by the way, share. Where's my buddy Jerome? Jerome always reminds you all, click share. This is how we build this wonderful online community. Julia says, got here late. I have met a couple people from Sarasota at retreats, and they love it there. Awesome. Continuing that conversation. How can I get this book in my country? Eritrea. Google it in your country or use whatever the search engine is. That book has been translated into, I'm thinking, about a dozen languages right now. And so it should be available in your language. Just look and see. I know that, oh, I didn't give you the big news. A Complaint-Free World has been picked up again by an Italian publisher. We had a publisher there for several years. And then what happens is, as the book gets really successful, my publisher raises the rates on them, usually, and then they drop out. So we've got a new publisher, very excited about that. Happy birthday weekend, says Will, says Sherry. Thank you so much. Great jumpstart. Megan says, I was lying in bed reminding myself that all of my work today is going to be easy. It will all flow from one task, interaction to another. Happiness. Remember the quote I started with from Wayne Dyer. There is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way. Thanks a lot, Brown. Happy birthday. Eritrea, I think, means Bowen. That's cool. Good to know. All right, everybody. Listen, thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, I will be on my birthday weekend still. Monday won't be here. Tuesday, I'll be in the studio shooting. I might surprise you and show up, but you can count on me being with you again Wednesday of next week. And I look forward to being with you. And thank you so much for blessing my day. It means so much to me when you click share and say shared. You need to put a comment that says shared. That lets me know that you shared. Thank you so much for sharing your time, your energy, and your Facebook shares with me today. And I'll see you again soon. Enjoy today. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. Flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying.